It's raining in my Stephanie's grade 2 class at Selkirk Elementary, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey there, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional, unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. To start us off, we heard Herbert from his 2006 album Scale, a mid-aughts classic. That was the song Something Isn't Right. And there's a guy playing town tonight named Jerry Paper who has a song called Something Is Not Right. And I was looking for a song to play of his. I didn't decide to play that one, but I was reminded of how great that song is, the Herbert one. So that's why I played it at the top. I love that song. On today's show, we have some brand new Apollo Ghosts, some new Chromatic, some new Aerial Pink, a preview of that Jerry Paper show, and a farewell to Champion Lawnmower, who are closing up shop on Saturday nights with a show at Redgate, and an announcement about the new CITR Discorder record label, a nonprofit record label that they've started called Fanta Records. We'll talk about that in a bit. But yeah, to start us off, a new record dropped from Apollo Ghosts on Tuesday. Mwahaha. I love a Tuesday drop. And this album is called Living Memory. It's pretty different than other Apollo Ghost albums. And Adrian Teacher, the main singer and guitarist and main songwriter for Apollo Ghost, wrote a really moving statement about the album and where it came from. And I won't summarize it here, but you should definitely, if you like the music and if you care about Apollo Ghost, I'd really recommend reading that that album statement. It's really moving. And let's give a listen to the song Hannibal's Alps. This is from Living Memory, and this is Apollo Ghosts. Hey, okay. That was Ariel Pink with the song My Molly. I think it's about a person, for his sake. And that is from a new record called Underground. It's a compilation of a bunch of work that he did, recordings and songs from like 20 years ago, the early 2000s, just as Haunted Graffiti was starting up. I think that's the case. He's releasing three albums that are all pulling together rarities and things that he recorded a while back. And it's pretty interesting. I don't know if I want to buy three new Ariel Pink albums, so I'm going to try and pick which one I like best. But that sound, I love that sound with that really driving rhythm. And yeah, that's my jam. And a lot of that stuff, if you're a fellow John Mouse fan, a lot of the stuff that's being released is stuff that John Mouse worked on in the early 2000s when he and Ariel Pink were both students at CalArts. And it's been hard to track that stuff down. I mean, there's YouTube rips of it and stuff, but to actually have it released, I don't think that's happened in a long time. So if you're a completist like I am, you may have to look around for this stuff. Good. Before that, we heard Chromatics from their brand new surprise album, Closer to Grey. It was released a few days ago. You can buy a digital copy of that for $1 from Italians Do It Better, their label, which is pretty great. It's streaming on the platforms and stuff. I don't know if, I guess there must be a physical release too, but yeah, $1. Good for you, Johnny Jewel. It's great. I saw them play in June and they performed that song, and so it's nice to hear it on record as well. And at the top, Apollo Ghosts from the album Living Memory, also out this week, and that was the song Hannibal's Alps. Tonight, Jerry Paper is coming to play at the Biltmore. Jerry Paper, a Los Angeles-based weirdo, as far as I can tell. It's kind of dancey, glitchy, electronic, and it seems, I don't know what to expect, really. I'm going to see him in part because of the opening band, Gal Grayson, a local band, is going to be opening, and they put out a record recently that I really like called Fantasy Gardens. And there is a band behind Gal Grayson. It's mostly this Patrick, this one guy, and tonight is going to be the last chance to see the full band version of Gal Grayson for the foreseeable future. So if you like Fantasy Gardens and you like Gal Grayson, 8:45 is when they're hitting the stage at the Biltmore tonight. So let's give a listen to a new song from the new Gal Grayson album. It's called Today or Tomorrow. Apparently it's about the earthquake that is going to destroy Vancouver and Victoria and all of the Salish Sea, or at least temporarily. And it's a great record. You should listen to it. Here we go. This is Gal Grayson. All right, so that was Champion Lawnmower. From their album from a couple years back called Babies, that was the song Combo Number 5. And Champion Lawnmower are going to be closing up shop. They're finishing up as a band, and they're playing one last show at Redgate. That's happening this Saturday night, and they're bringing some friends with them to celebrate. Let's see. Yeah, here we go. They're playing with Nick Normal, who we heard before, Champion Lawnmower. That was from the Normal EP. Loner Boner is the name of that song. And they're also playing with Co-op and Anybody's. That should be a really great night. And that is on Saturday. Before that, we heard Jerry Paper, the song Your Cocoon from his new record, which is out now on Stone's Throw. Very cool label. Yeah, it's a little an odd fit with their roster, but good for him. And that record is called Like a Baby. And he will be performing tonight at the Biltmore along with Kim Gray and Gal Grayson, whom we heard at the top. And that was the song Today or Tomorrow. If you're a Gal Grayson fan, Patrick from Gal Grayson did a in-studio performance and interview with Jasper, the music manager here, on the show/podcast Noise Complaint. And it was really fun. He did some alternate versions of his songs. And in general, it was a really entertaining and thought-provoking hour of music and discussion. However, I have to take Jasper to task for one thing. He did not ask Patrick about his tweet, the tweet that went insane, that got retweeted by Chrissy Teigen and Judd Apatow and many, many others. And I wanted to hear the inside scoop, the oral history of that tweet, and no doing. So Jasper, next time, ask about viral tweets if you can. All right. CITR recently announced, CITR and Discorder announced a new initiative called Fanta Records. And it's a nonprofit record label that CITR has started, supported by the Pat Plazek Legacy Fund. Pat Plazek was a local musician who played in the band Woodhands and had some other projects of his own. And he died a couple of years ago, and there had been some fundraising to try and get him some experimental medical procedures, but unfortunately it was all for naught. So I think that money has now been placed other places, and some of it has gone to CITR and Discorder to start a record label that kind of upholds the spirit with which he pursued music when he was with us. So that record label is called Fanta Records, and they are going to be putting out their first release later this year. And suitably, it's called Fanta Records because of us. Pat's last band was called Zach Fanta. And so we're going to hear a song from the Zach Fanta record. It's called I Ain't the One. And this is the side B version of Amber Hands. So here we go from the brand new Fanta Records release, I Ain't the One. This is Zach Fanta.
Master! Jack, Jack, Jack the Ripper. Jack, Jack the Ripper. Jack, Jack the Ripper. Jack, Jack the Ripper.
Click. Artivism, UBC's student-run festival of art and social change, is back for its second year. Artivism 2019 will be hosting a screening of The Celluloid Closet at CITR on Friday, October 4th. Come by CITR at 1 p.m. to catch it and a discussion on queer identities in film with UBC Film Society. That's Friday, October 4th at 1 p.m. in the CITR Lounge. Novel is playing SBC Restaurant on October 5th with UK post-punk art rock band Drala. Come out to catch Novel performing work from their recent self-titled EP, Out Everywhere via Flemish Eye Records. That's Saturday, October 5th at SBC Restaurant. Ticket link available at FlemishEye.com.
Heck yeah. That was Olivia's World, formerly of Vancouver and now of, I think, Melbourne, but definitely somewhere in Australia. That is the song Blotter, which they released a demo of previously, but that's the album version. And they're going to have a cassette coming out on Lost Sounds in the next little bit. Before that, we heard Modern Nature. If you're a fan of Ultimate Painting, that band dissolved or broke apart or something last year, and Jack Cooper from Ultimate Painting has gone on to form Modern Nature. That is how you play the saxophone. Let me tell you, very, very fun saxophone number. That was the song Footsteps from the album How to Live. And at the top, we heard Zach Fanta from I Ain't the One, and that was the song Amber Hands, the debut release on Fanta Records, CITR and Discorder's new record label. Great. Let's see. We have 11 minutes left. Let's listen to some Fountain. They're out of Montreal, but formerly of Victoria. They have a new record out called Laughing Through Traffic, and this is the song Pop Icon Sex Symbol, as in drumming symbol. Let's give it a listen.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can do this. That was Klaus Johann Grobe from the album Spagat der Liebe. And that was the song Geschichten aus erster Hand. I have no idea what that means, but you can't argue with the results. The music is great. And Klaus Johann Grobe are coming to Vancouver for the first time ever. They're playing at the Fox Theater on Monday night, along with Vinyl Williams and one other person that I can't, Brother 12. So yeah, that should be a very fun evening. Before that, we heard Fountain from the album Laughing Through Traffic, Pop Icon Sex Symbol. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. And I'm going to close things out today with a sad song. It's called Sad Tomorrow from the album Blonder and Blonder by the Muffs. And the lead singer and one of the main people behind the band Muffs died yesterday. Kim Shattuck was 58 and had been had ALS and had been and died. So yeah, a lot of people that they were very popular in the mid 90s, and I think a lot of people have a lot of fondness for the Muffs, and so it was a really sad day for them. So we're going to listen to the song Sad Tomorrow, and from the album Blonder and Blonder from 1995, and yeah, I'll catch you next week. Thanks so much for listening, and stay tuned. I think Fine, the storytelling series, is up next, and lots of other great things this afternoon. Okay, bye.